Paul, a win, a deserved one.
Undoubtedly. I don't know if that was a question asked, as in, do you think it was or not? If anyone that was at the game knows that we were the best team by far.
No, it was a statement, I think.
Okay, that's all right.
But you had to do it the hard way this tonight.
Well, we did in terms of, a freak goal. Whether it's conditions where they took his eye off it, not too sure, but it, as you say, made the task more difficult against a team that's been up there, start of the season well. Puts us within a point of them now. But I have to say, I think the first probably 25, 30 minutes was the best we've played for a while. A real energy and tempo to us. Credit to the players. Sometimes it's not easy when you start a game well and then something like that happens, can maybe knock you off course, but I thought we stuck to his task. Perhaps then just the energy and pressing that we tried to do when we hadn't got the ball as well was hard to probably continue for the full 45 minutes. Got in at half time and asked for the same start to the second half, and I think we got that. It was only when they changed system, I think, for the last probably 10 minutes or so that they added a little bit more play, but never really tested James McEwen. I think they just had one effort from Phillips that just narrowly went wide. That was anything of a scare.
And good too that it wasn't too long after you went behind that you got the goal back.
Yeah, but I mean, we'd hit the post, I think, more or less instantly after. And you just, although it was early, kind of, there's a slight feeling of, is it going to be one of them nights? But we kept plugging away, created chances and got ourselves level. And I think it was, certainly no less than we deserved.
Nathan claiming the first one. It looked like his goal from this side. Then you see it again. It hit the post and then in and off the keeper.
Right, I must admit, it seemed a bit strange. I didn't know if it was a keeping error or it seemed to sort of fall backwards. I'd have to have a look, but by the sounds of it, it's perhaps an own goal. I'm sure Nathan will want to claim it. I would say certainly no doubt about the second. It was a again. I've seen that one back, and on at the time, I didn't know if keeper should have done better looking at it there. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh. I don't know.
Yeah, we thought that he seemed to almost dive too far and it went through his arms rather than his hands.
Yeah, I think sometimes you could tell by a reaction, and he seemed a bit disappointed, but perhaps he was just disappointed at the fact that we'd scored.
What you said about the way you played in the first 20 minutes, what were the other pluses for you tonight?
I think, again, credit to the players for the reaction from going behind. And I thought we passed the ball a lot better tonight. We worked the ball side to side very well, which is something that we perhaps didn't do on Saturday. Or not as often as I would like. I thought there were just lots of positives tonight. We defended well, limited them, as I said, to very little. In a team that, Malcolm said he's very happy with the striking options that he's got, and kept them very quiet.
Yeah, I was going to say, considering that their away record, you outplayed them for most of the game.
I think so. As I said, I don't think there can be too many arguments. Certainly first half, I was just looking one way really, and that just emphasised the dominance that we had.
I suppose the one thing you could say is that perhaps you should have been out of sight by the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, and that's the kind of only negative after the game to the players is that it's well, over the scoreline, there's only one in it. It certainly gives them the carrot to get that goal back and claim a draw that I don't think would have been justified. But I have to say, over 90 minutes, and again, I think these sections of this crowd that have to realise who we were playing against tonight. I felt like it was any time a pass went astray, it was the end of the world. Like I said, this is only small sections, but we're playing against a team that was second in the league on Saturday, fourth after Saturday's results, a start of the season very well. And we've absolutely dominated the game. So I think there has to be a little bit of an understanding. That was, again, just a slight negative. A little bit of sarcasm towards James McEwen that I wasn't happy with. And a bit of sarcasm again when Ben Tomlinson's coming off. Get behind the players that are on the pitch and don't have any negativity. Because the team's on a good run and they're doing very well.
Well, I suppose they've seen the side dominate in other games that they haven't won.
I think you're making excuses. As I said, it's a small section, and that's harsh on the ones that do get behind the players and are there week in, week out, and do genuinely support them. Like I said, just are not keen on that. Get behind the players that are working hard for the team.
You mentioned Ben Thomas, and he's working very hard tonight, as we saw, but it's not quite happening for him in front of goal at the moment.
No, it's not, and I thought he passed up an opportunity when he tried setting Nathan up for his hat-trick, which was very unselfish. And then the ball fell to him, hit it extremely well, but just in reach of the keeper. So, you know, what I would say is he's the type of lad that will keep running and working for the team, and I think if he's doing that, then he's sort of happy, and it won't let him knock his confidence.
Any injuries tonight? Craig Disley seemed to be feeling his back in the second half.
He was fit. Well, at half time, I think there was a lot of bags of ice requested. I was a bit concerned that we were going to start the second half having used all the substitutes and perhaps the man light. So there's a few knocks to certainly check up on ahead of what will be a very tough game at Braintree.
And are you still looking to bring somebody in before then?
I think once I've checked, might determine, you know, whether there's that necessity. Craig Disley looked like he was trying to get out of a trip to Braintree.
Wouldn't we all?
or the referee. The referee certainly, you know, he made me add my heart in my mouth for a couple of occasions. But we, you know, got through the game, so he's not going to be missing in terms of suspension. Fingers crossed he's not missing by injury.
Go back to your strikers. Are you happy if your strikers don't score if your team wins?
100%. I had said that message at the start of the season, and I think if there's ever a bigger example, as front two had scored 13 goals, we were lower down in the league, we weren't where we want to be, and obviously some of the fans aren't happy with that. I can live with that. It's about the team. Always about the team. Not an individual or individuals. The team comes first. The team will get us promoted, the squad will get us promoted. Not one person.
Sometimes you don't help yourself with the fans. Is that a fair statement to make? That, you know, he's criticised a few tonight, and
did you not think so? Do you think it's a positive to be sarcastic towards a keeper that served us fantastically well for however many seasons? When he's out there on the night and he hears that reaction, do you think it's good for him? I don't see how it can be. Like I said, it's a minority. Let's get this right. It's a minority. But unfortunately, in society, it's a minority that often get heard.
But the majority gave him a good round of applause at half-time.
Yes, and that's a positive. That's a positive. But again, applauding when someone's come off, we had it at the weekend. It's not the right thing to do. It's to get behind. We've had it before, and we got rid of it. And I don't want it to creep back in. Last year, towards the end of the season, certainly, and over the summer, the togetherness here was absolutely fantastic. And that's what we've got to maintain, whether things are going exactly how we want, whether we're having a difficult time. It's got to all be pulling together. And that's my only message. And like I said, let's not get confused. I'm talking about a minority here.